The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Omaha, Nebraska. I'll be there March 29th and 30th at the Funny Bone. Get your tickets now. Columbus, Ohio. I'm headed your way Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Get your tickets today.
Toledo, Ohio. The Live and Alive tour is headed your way. I'll be there Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the Funny Bone.
Los Angeles. Sunday, May 12th, I'll be at the Bourbon Room for my show during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Let's sell this thing out.
Miami, Florida. I'm bringing the Live and Alive tour your way. I'll be at the Miami Improv Friday, June 7th. And Saturday, June 8th. Get your tickets now.
All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, and all your social media. I'm very excited to have this guest on today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Way Back, Steve-O!
Yeah, dude.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Hell yeah, brother.
Please plug, promote everything.
I got my bucket list special at stevo.com. It is a wildly messed up multimedia show. It's really like what Jackass would never let me do. And I'm thrilled to have broken the law so badly, to have risked my life so seriously, and to have finally filmed fully triple X pornography for a comedy special.
Never, I was going to say never before uttered for anyone's comedy special in the history of comedy specials.
Like if you thought the bar for crazy could not get higher, you are wrong. And you need to go to stevo.com to see the bucket list.
All right. Well, you said you're 49. Is that right?
49, man.
So we're about the same age. I'm 50, and I was talking to you about just growing up, and you said you don't remember this seat too much from these older cars.
I don't. I got to admit, man, I had a really privileged upbringing.
Yeah, I want to talk about it because we know your public life and everything that's so wild, but what was your childhood like? What's growing up like? I asked you if you ever lived in a new house. You ever live in a new house?
I vaguely remember a new house smell from when I was 6 years old and we moved to Miami, Florida.
I remember I was saying one time my dad took us to this, it was a foundation that had been poured, and he's like, this is where we're moving. And I was like, where's the rest of the motherfucking house? Like, they're going to build it. I'm like, what? You don't just move into somebody's house?
Right.
And I think, I don't know if our very, very first house was also new, but I think that might be the only one that we ever lived in that was new. We were always moving to an apartment or somebody's other shit.
Right.
But you said you had a privileged upbringing.
I did. I moved to Miami when I was 6 years old. Moved to London, England when I was 9 years old.
Is that right? Why?
Because my dad, he became a corporate executive for Del Monte canned fruit.
Yeah. Great pineapples.
The pineapple factory was in Nairobi, Kenya.
Is that right?
In Africa, yeah. And as the CEO for Del Monte, my dad had to go visit the pineapple factory in Kenya. And he scheduled this visit to the pineapple factory to coincide with my week off of school for spring break.
Okay, so he's going to take you to Kenya?
So it was me, my sister, my mom, and my dad off to Kenya to do the obligatory trip to the pineapple factory and go on safari. So I remember getting to Kenya and being ushered into a car. I remember it being like a limousine. My dad swears it wasn't. I've never seen, at that point, never seen like stark poverty. And here I'm ushered into this car. And it's just stationary there. And there are these people like clawing at the window, like begging, like, please, you know, like, give us some money. Like, and I had just never seen anything like that. And I remember like feeling like, what did I ever do to deserve to be in this car as opposed to clawing at it from the outside? You know, like I knew very well that I was not a good kid, you know, like my grades were not good. I was just a constant nightmare. Everything was a problem with me. I was just not a good kid. Like I was always in trouble and I was always finding a way to do the wrong thing.
And you talking about across the board with your parents and school, sports, whatever, you were just fucking up.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I was a bad or a mean person. I was just incapable of doing the right thing. Like, you know, for whatever reason. And so, yeah, I just remember like it was, you know, and that kind of set the tone for that trip, you know, like we go to the pineapple factory and I remember it just being like really like muggy, like super hot, like the flies everywhere, like, you know, people were working, they had flies all over them. And I said to my dad, like, you're the boss, right? Like, how can you let people work in like in these conditions? And my dad said that the list of people waiting for jobs in that pineapple factory was longer than the list of people who had jobs in that pineapple factory. So if anybody didn't like the conditions, they could get the hell out of there and be replaced by somebody who will work harder. And I remember thinking, man, my dad's a dick.
That's what you learned on your school vacation.
Yeah. But fast forward to the year 2001, and we're filming the second season of Jackass for MTV. Our beloved cameraman, Rick Cossack, you know, the guy with the glasses, the bigger fellow. He goes to Jeff Tremaine, the Jackass director. He's exasperated. He's frustrated. He says, Jeff, I just worked 14 straight hours filming a national television show and earned less money than if I shot one photo for a skate ad in a skateboard magazine. And Jeff looks at me and goes, so go shoot a skate ad. Go shoot a skate ad. And I immediately put it together. It was just that pineapple factory moment. Like, oh,
business is business.
I mean, keep in mind, that was the second season. we're getting recognized everywhere. Now, like, anybody would have been stoked to get to film Jackass. You kidding me? You know?
Yeah, they'd be like, give me more.
Right, like,
yeah, give me 20 hours.
Right. I mean, and whatever. It's just crazy. So I think that it was like, wow, you know, so it's not that my dad's a dick. I mean, well, yeah, he is. He is, and Jeff Tremaine's definitely a bad person. But like, it's more just that is the reality of the world. You know, like, going right, you know, like, capitalistic society, supply and demand, you know, like, nobody's gonna pay more than they have to for a service or a product. And by that measure, in this world, if you want to get ahead, you have to make sure that you are not easily replaced by anybody on the list of people who wants the job.
Amen.
You know?
So let's go back to you getting in trouble all the time as a kid.
Sure.
What are you doing? What are you into? Are you into fire? What are you into?
Loved like- fire. Loved fire.
What did you do with fire?
I wasn't even old enough to like figure out lighters. I don't even know if it matches, but when the ice cream truck came. And you can hear
how the fuck are you about to tie fire into this story?
Because you can hear that ice cream truck with the music, and it's like, yeah, here it comes. It didn't just sell ice cream and popsicles, like it also sold like the paper rolls. Of caps.
Yeah, red they're, caps.
Yeah, like, and this is nostalgia, but they don't have that anymore. Like, no. Where you put, like you open it up and, like, you put in this roll of caps and you pop it and, like, the little hammer hits the, yeah, there you go. That's exact. Yeah, yeah, roll caps. So my gig was to buy the roll of caps and smash that entire roll with a hammer.
That's what we would do. Yes. Yes.
And boom, you just made a fire. Yeah. You just made a fire. And so then, like, I became aware that the neighbor across the street had a gas can. You know, and so now I'm like, you know, plopping the cap on a puddle of gas and whacking that thing. And now it's party time. And then I just remember like stacks of newspaper and like, you know, whatever. I never burned anything down like badly until I was an adult. You know, when we were filming the pilot for Wild Boys. We were in South Africa. We were at this like really pretty nice like resort with all these cabins, these bungalows. And they were like, if you get cold, you know, there's a fireplace. It was this like egg tin can thing with, you know, like an aluminum chimney that was just like an aluminum pipe that went up. And next to the egg fireplace was a basket full of firewood. And it had these little wax fire starter things. Pontius is in the bedroom doing whatever he was doing at the time. And I'm waiting for him to get done with whatever he was up to in there. And I'm putting all the firewood in there with the wax wires, fire starters. I did not put anything in that fireplace that was not clearly designated to be in the fireplace. But I did put all of it in the fireplace with all of the wax fire starters, all of the logs. When Pontius came out of the bedroom with whoever he was in there with, that fucking metal chimney, you know, that metal pipe that going pipe, up was just glowing bright, bright orange. Just glowing bright orange. And like, we were like, ah, this is fucking fun. 'Cause we're just getting drunk too. Like we're like real drunk. And, you know, like pulling out cigarettes and lighting it off, like at head height, like where the pipe is, and it's glowing orange, just like lighting cigarettes off of it. And we're laughing and drinking and having fun. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the ceiling, it just turns out we didn't even know, but there was a fire fully raging above the ceiling where the chin.
Oh, because the heat.
Heat, like the where that tube, that metal tube that was glowing orange, went through the ceiling. Whatever is above the ceiling and like the fiberglass kind of stuff, whatever, just caught on fire. And so like we didn't even know. We were just hanging out and the whole thing, there was just a raging fire above the ceiling. And then like the center of the ceiling just broke down.
Just
the fire just broke down. And like it was evident that I remember I ran over to the kitchen. I grabbed like a pot or like a pot or a pan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like filled it up with water and tried to throw it and like, no, that's not gonna work.
Throw water up.
Yeah, like that's just not gonna work. It was very clear that we were not gonna put out that fire.
Do you get into bed and start checking all your social media apps and all of a sudden 45 minutes have passed? If you're a nighttime doom scroller, let Calm help you form new and healthy bedtime habits this year. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide content that caters to your preferences and needs. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/wayback, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Stress less, sleep more, and live better with Calm. For listeners of this show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/wayback. Go to calm.com/wayback for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/wayback. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/wayback, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/wayback to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/wayback. Use that lowercase.
What we needed to do now at like 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever the fuck it was really important that we wake up all the people in the attached bungalows because they're not safe.
Yeah, they're all gonna die.
So where, I mean, there was like, there were a number, like the bus and the bungalows were attached, like, you know, like, so we're like, there was like a second story situation. And so we're just like, everybody out, you know, smashing windows, climbing, you know, like we're like bleeding from smashing windows, like everybody out. We wake up everybody, and we saved their lives.
Damn, it was that bad.
Yeah, and one of the there was one couple, dude. Yeah, it was bad, bad. It was really, really bad. And one of the there's a couple that we saved, whose lives we saved, who were on their honeymoon at this resort in South Africa, a British couple, and they were both by trade journalists. And they went home and wrote an article in the newspaper about how we saved their lives. We literally got a hero article in the, like, some news have searched for that article in recent times, and it doesn't live online. I don't know where that, but they wrote an article about how we saved their lives from the fire that we started, that I started. And I remember that night, thinking, man, that sucks, dude, because we've been filming really cool stuff for this pilot, but it's obviously going to go away now. And in the lawsuits, like, my future was looking good. You know, it's going to be the lawsuits, and just everything's just done. I'm done. And somehow, man, the show still got picked up, and there's never a lawsuit, nothing like that. And everything was pretty cool. But now the next day, and the next day, by the way, too, is the filming with the Great White Sharks. And
Sharks with an S.
Yeah. Well, I guess we only really got in frame.
Was this the one where you almost
jumped off the boat?
Yeah, and you almost got it bit?
Might have been. No, that was for Jackass the movie. Three.
Oh, the movie.
Or the movie number two. This might have been the one where we had the sharks jumping out of the water. Like with the fake seals. I don't know, but it's something to do with sharks. If we get done filming with sharks, great day. Come back to the resort. Now everybody's got to like move cabins. And our beloved cameraman, Mark Rackley, is like, I got a new cabin. I think I'm in cabin number 9. And we're like, no. You're not in cabin number 9. That one brings like, oh, yeah, maybe it's cabin number 10. We're like, no. and it also wasn't the third cabin he mentioned, because we burned them all to the ground.
You did. To the ground.
Three cabins were literally burned to the ground. Three different cabins.
All right, let me ask you this then. You're a Florida kid for a little bit at least, and you're into fire. Do you get into fireworks?
Fireworks for me was more of a later in life thing. And I got pretty radical with fireworks. Like artillery shells.
Your what?
You know, like it's called artillery shells, where it's basically like a ball, and it's got a big long green wick, and you put the ball into a tube. You light the wick, and then it's like two pops. Like one pop, like sends the ball all the way up into the sky, and once it makes it all the way up into the sky, the second pop detonates it, and so it makes a whole display in the sky. Yeah, you see, one side has like a little cork thing. Mm-hmm. I figured out that if you just cut the pipe, or if you cut the tube just a little bit, and then jam the ball sideways, really jam it in there, then the first pop doesn't actually propel it anywhere. You actually keep it in one spot, so that in that same one spot, the whole display is gonna go on.
Oh shit! It's not going up. It's going everywhere.
It's just going there. It's not traveling.
That it's ankle high.
That display is going.
So what does that do in the radius down here?
I mean, like the first time I figured this out, was in the middle of my big 4th of July fireworks party that that I filmed for my first Too Hot for TV DVD. And Pontius and I, like, I was like, dude, I'm just going to put the artillery shells in the backseat of the car. And I'm going to drive the car and just see what happens.
Let them fly.
I mean, dude, it was pretty rad, dude.
Wait, did you open the car so they could fly out, or did you leave it?
I opened the window.
Yeah.
And
you were in the car while
they're
all
driving it. And Pontius was in the passenger seat. I couldn't believe Pontius
that
wanted me in the car.
That thing you showed us is blowing up in the car while you're driving.
And like the shell of the artillery, the actual artillery shell, the shell, like, was shrapnel of it was just straight embedded in the roof, in the inside, in the ceiling, inside the car.
Is this it here?
No, this is a more recent one where I tried to figure out different ways of containing the firework.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is fun.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that's a pretty gnarly one. In any case, yeah, I like the short answer. Yes, I like fireworks.
Give me one more story from growing up, from childhood, like getting in trouble.
Okay, like, this is going to be a dark story that I shouldn't tell.
You don't, then don't. Then don't, dude.
Well, no, like, what it was, I was like 7. You know, 8 tops. So I was in 2nd or 3rd grade, and I was walking home from the kids' house down the street, and I'm walking past a group of much older kids. This is when I lived in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were like 12, way older than me. And they had a knife, and there was like this frog that they had on the ground. And like, they're like, you know, there's like this thing of they're like, you know, do this thing to the frog. Just walking by, I could tell what was happening. And then I don't think I ever even said a word. Like, I just walked by and just like, I walked up to these much older kids and the frog's there. And like, and I was just like, I just took the knife from this like older kid, and I just went and just fucking, just like, I stuck that knife like into the ground, like way into the, like the handle of the knife.
It's your origin story, dude. Steve Owens, you know, is your origin story. You walked over, didn't say a word, and did that.
Because
you were terrified they were going to kick the shit out of you.
No, I didn't think they were going to beat me up or anything like that. I was just like, I know what they're all like, you know.
Shock value.
I knew what was going on, like, And then I just buried that knife through the frog into the ground, and then I still didn't say a word. I just walked. I just
kept
walking. That's
fucking serial killer vibes.
It is. And
did they ever say anything, or they just shut up?
I don't even remember that I ever saw them again.
I'd have been scared. I would have made sure we didn't fucking see you again.
But then again, then. And check this out.
That's way scarier what you did. That's way scarier.
But dude, check this out, dude. Same exact like location. Same exact street. I don't know if this was before or after the frog, but like Coral Gables. Like Coral Gables, Miami. Probably walking from the same like kid's house to my house. Same road, same walk, same stretch. You know what I was on? I was on a bike this time. I wasn't walking. I was on a bike. And I think it was a pink bike. It was a hand-me-down from my sister. And I was so embarrassed of riding a pink bike. And I'm on the bike, and this van pulls up. Straight up, creepy van. And dude is just like pacing me. And he's like, hey, man, you want to ride? And I'm thinking, this is like... creepy, not cool. And I was like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, he's like, dude, easy. We'll put your bike in the van. We'll give you a ride.
He's saying we is someone else with
him? I think it was a we situation. And I was like, no, dude, like, I'm okay. Like, I only live like right there. And dude, like, this is the same county, same time that the kid Adam Walsh.
Same time. I was gonna ask you.
Same exact time, dude. I just got like gnarly goosebumps, dude. Like,
damn.
I sit here telling you that there's like certainty that if I got in that van, I'm not here today, and I'm an Adam Walsh story.
Yeah. And do you think they may have been the same people? You ever think about that?
I genuinely would say that that's probably a probability. Probability. They were
same county?
And I don't even, you know what? For all I know, maybe it was one guy. I can't say with any kind of certainty. All I know was it was get in the van. We'll get, you know, do you want to ride?
Damn.
Get in the van. And like, I didn't get in the van, you know, like I knew enough to not, you know.
I'm glad you didn't get in the van, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here today. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. And dude, you know what? Like, whatever. I was a demented kid. Some older kids, like, I wanted to be shocking and badass, you know, like, I'm not telling you that story about the frog because I'm proud of it. It just paints a picture of what I was like as a kid.
Yeah.
I was a problematic kid.
plug everything one more time, please. We'll get
you out of here. I'm a problematic adult, too. Check it out at stevo.com. The bucket list is really, really gnarly.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, thank you, bro.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Everything's at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Terms and conditions apply.